Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. In our last two episodes, we celebrated National Poetry Month with a deep dive into selections from the press's Crab Orchard series in poetry. This week, we'll be featuring an interview with a very special guest, award-winning actor Henry Thomas, star of E.T., Cloak and Dagger, Legends of the Fall, Dr. Sleep, The Haunting of Hill House, and many more projects across film and television, who recently attended SIU's SalukiCon as the event's headlining guest.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been fun.
What's your impression of Southern Illinois so far?
Well, you know, we drove in at night, so it was kind of like coming to a mysterious place. All I saw were headlights and a few deer. But yeah, it's beautiful. It's very green, and, you know, it's a lot like where I live.
As someone who has played many historical roles, what would he say is the importance of telling stories set in other time periods?
I think it's interesting because, you know, it's sort of, when you look at like a period thing, it's somehow very relatable, but it's also very removed from, you know, our modern life. And I think that's a good device for an audience because it immediately takes them out of their familiar world and immerses them into the world of the story. So I think a historical setting can be really interesting because obviously human nature doesn't change, but the times we live in change quite a bit. And, you know, even from one generation to the next, there are things that artifacts of that generation that the new generation doesn't understand. And, you know, the human experience is sort of my playground as an actor. So, you know, it just gives you sort of, I guess, more tools to play with.
Are there any on-set anecdotes you would like to share?
I mean, you know, being on a film set is sort of like watching paint dry. You know, it's a very slow process. And so, you know, I'm always happy to have a job when I have a job. And I think most people are as well. So it's generally a good time on set. And I think, you know, people always ask me like, oh, is it scary working on horror films? And no, it's like, I think more so than comedies, I think you laugh more on a horror set than anything else, because what you're doing is usually ridiculous, you know. And in the third act, all logic goes out the window anyway, so.
In 2011's The Legend of Hell's Gate, An American Conspiracy, Henry played John St. Helens, who historically claimed to be John Wilkes Booth. What was it like taking on this role?
John Wilkes Booth is an interesting character, you know, regardless of how you feel about, you know, his assassination of Lincoln. It's really fascinating to me because John Wilkes Booth was, I mean, that would be like, you know, someone like Tom Cruise or one of our biggest movie stars, you know, walking up to a politician and assassinating him, you know, at a premiere, right? It's a crazy story, and he was a sort of unhinged individual, you know. Like, I find it fascinating because he was an actor, and I read this great book called John Wilkes Booth and the Women Who Loved Him, and it was kind of a study of like all of his sort of personal affairs and his friends and the women he was involved with or trying to get involved with during all of this time in the 1860s. And, you know, I think when you look at how he got wrapped up in the delusion of, like, I guess what this generation would call like a main character kind of delusion, right? Like, he really sort of went on this egomaniacal trip because he was a star, and, you know, he politically made a stand because he didn't agree with what was happening, and he had Southern sympathies from Maryland. And you know, it's just it's crazy how people can get wrapped up in a delusion or the zeitgeist or whatever it is, and this ego-driven sort of, I'm going to be the one to make a difference, like, crazy. And the plot that he concocted, you know, it was very elaborate, and there were a lot of people involved, obviously. But in the end, he sort of went off book and took matters in his own hands, and you know, completely ruined all of the plans that he had laid for like a year. I find the whole thing was fascinating.
We are so grateful to Mr. Thomas for agreeing to join us on Inside the Blanket Fort. Tune in next week to hear an interview with press author Daryl Dexter, also from SalukiCon. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.